Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the link in the description. Ghost Maps. Entry 88. Balestier. Singapore. I'm pretty lucky this Hungry Ghost Month. Every year, around this time, more people share their stories with me. Usually, it's a mix of first encounters, recurring experiences, and those who are very familiar with the supernatural. Everyone I'm speaking with tonight, however, has the third eye, the gift to see beyond the veil of the ordinary. I take a seat at this coffee shop in Haugang and order myself a kopi, just as my first interviewee arrives. Angela is 35 years old, has been seeing spirits since she was a teenager. I ask her how it felt when she first discovered she had the third eye, and she shrugs. Honestly, most of the time I see them out of the corner of my eye, she says, sounding almost apologetic. And I tell her that that's how a lot of people experience this particular gift, or curse, depending on how you look at it. Most of the time, people with the third eye brush off their experiences as tricks of the light, or overactive imaginations. Every once in a while, though, something happens, which they find more difficult to explain away. She nods, slowly, and I see her expression change from at ease to unease. I take this as my cue. Before she gets too lost in her thoughts, I call the drink stall auntie over so that Angela can place her order. Then I take my recorder out and ask her to start from the beginning. It was an early Saturday evening during the Hungry Ghost Month in 2016. Angela and her friends were heading to Balestier to satisfy their week-long craving for durians. We didn't realize it was the Hungry Ghost Month, though, she explains. Even with my whatever this is, she says, gesturing vaguely to her forehead, none of us believed in that sort of thing. The place they had in mind was a stall outside a mixed-use building. And the stall itself was nothing more than a tent with a couple of tables set up for customers. The durians were displayed on another table, spiky shells of all sizes hiding the fruit's sweetly pungent flesh within. As that distinct smell hit them, Angela and her friends grew even more excited. It didn't take them long to grab a table. After all, the stall was mostly empty. I guess that should have been a red flag, but we were too focused on the fruit, I guess, she says. As they took their seats, though, Angela suddenly felt the need to use the restroom. I marched to the ladies inside the building, but had to rush back out again, she says, still sounding exasperated. The restroom required a key that she had to get from the stall's owner. She walked quickly back to the stall, shot her friends an exaggeratedly pained look as she asked the owner for the key, then hurried back inside the building. The restroom door locked automatically once she entered and shut the door behind her. There were two cubicles waiting, and as luck would have it, both were occupied. The first cubicle's door was open. Inside was a mother in her late 20s helping her young daughter, who couldn't have been more than 4. There was nothing particularly out of the ordinary about the mother and her child. Angela, however, couldn't help but notice how brightly orange the child's shoes were as the child dangled her legs playfully from the toilet seat. The second cubicle, Angela would find out a minute later, was occupied by a woman in her 40s, and she clearly had quite the upset stomach, she says, her face scrunching up in disgust. Angela tells me that the smell was so bad and she couldn't bring herself to use the now empty cubicle, even if it meant dealing with her own upset stomach for a while longer. She found herself distracted from her discomfort, though, as the mother started to sing a song to her child in Cantonese. English and Tamil are my speed, she says. Any other language, and at best, I can speak enough of it to maybe order food. But even if she didn't know what the mother was singing, she knew that it was a very, very old song. She reasoned that it must have been something that her own mother, or even grandmother, had passed down to her. However, that didn't explain why the song sent a chill up Angela's spine. The mother, still helping her daughter on the toilet seat, turned to smile at Angela. Her lips, Angela felt, spread a little too wide, but she smiled back at her anyway. Finally, the mother and daughter were done. They washed their hands at the basin, which had a reflective black surface. Angela decided to wait for the mother and daughter to leave the restroom before she stepped into the cubicle. I just felt better knowing that they were gone, she tells me, her voice going quieter. As the restroom door shut, she entered the cubicle, relieved to finally be alone. She turned to close the cubicle's door, and from the corner of her eye, she caught sight of something reflected in the basin's surface. She didn't pay it much attention at first, until she realized that whatever she saw was bright orange. She turned to face the basin. Clear as day, she saw it. Reflected in its surface was a pair of child's legs wearing bright orange shoes dangling playfully off the toilet seat in Angela's cubicle. Without looking back into her cubicle, Angela rushed to the restroom's door She should have been able to open it easily from inside. But try as she might, the door wouldn't budge. It was like someone was pulling from the other side, she whispers. She isn't entirely sure, but she could have sworn that from the other side of the door she heard voices. A child, a little girl, no more than 4 years old, giggling, and a woman in her 40s, singing a very old song in Cantonese. Angela was about to start crying when suddenly the door swung open, sending her crashing into the cubicle's wall. She ran out of the restroom, out of the building, into the durian stall, where her friends were waiting. She must have looked terrified, because immediately they asked her what was wrong. I told them we needed to leave right now, she says. And they didn't question me at all. They packed up their stuff and, without even ordering our durians, we left. I ask Angela if she's seen anything else since then. Here and there, she says. But nothing that intense. Always out of the corner of my eye. She adds that she's been a lot more aware of the Hungry Ghost Month after her experience. And I've lost my taste for durians, she says with an easy laugh, her mood finally lightening. She finishes a drink, and I thank her for her story as she gets up to leave. I wave the drink stall auntie over, ready to order my next kopi, when I think that I spot someone familiar sitting at one of the other tables. I can't get a clear look, so maybe it's my own imagination playing tricks on me. But I know better than to ignore my own instinct about these things. I don't have time to investigate, though. Not yet. My second interviewee of the night's arrived. If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's Other Side, subscribe now and follow us on social media. You can also be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Huntu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps is a Huntu production, created by Kyle Ong and Wayne Ray, with art direction by Jolene Lim, and recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.